James chapter 4, verse 7. What a great reminder. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The devil is not all-powerful. The devil can't make you do anything. The devil's going to be around when you give the devil room. And if you give the devil room, well, then the devil will try to get a foothold, a stronghold. The devil will try to get more possession of your life. And the result is that the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He's destructive. He's dangerous. But you have more power because the Holy Spirit in you is greater than the one who's in the world. You can say no to every temptation. You can say no to the devil. If you sinned and messed up, confess your sin to God, get right with God, that resists the devil, devil's going to leave. So the devil will leave when you resist the devil. How do you resist the devil? You honor God. And when you do that, keep your mind on God's word. The devil wants to speak lies. That's what he speaks. That's his native language. Say, that's not from God. I'm not going to believe that lie. I'm not going to entertain that thought. I'm not going to let that sink to my heart. Instead, I'm going to stand on God's truth, his word. I'm going to quote scripture. I'm going to quote God's promises. But I'm not going to give the devil room in my life, my house, my relationships, my thinking today. I'm going to resist him. And you know what? It's a promise. He's going to flee. He'll be gone. God will prevail. And it's as simple as submitting to God. Submit. Submit to God. Trust him. Resist the devil. He's going to flee. That's a good day. Devil's running. That's a good day.